This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. Which is brought to you by ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. Every single Sunday night, listen to 98.7 ESPN for Sunday Night Baseball, brought to you by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. And I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Don.
It is a fantasy to me.
And to myself.
Mr. Rosenstein.
And to Don.
Armand Gilliam.
And lastly, to myself.
I'd be begging to get dunked.
Now, we have to start ENN with something. Don, you have to pay something off.
I do.
You brought something up earlier in the program. And I see audio on my screen here.
Yes, this was from...
That I imagine is in regard to what you're talking about.
This was from DiPietro and Rothenberg.
All right, let's listen in.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting invited.
No, I don't. I'm not sure he likes you, to be honest.
No, listen, that's fine.
Not everybody likes everybody.
I'll sit this one out. I'm sure there'll be another one. Maybe I'll get invited.
Oh, no.
I'll go to break.
why would you do that?
What? I'm just playing the odds.
Now, it was asked to me, should we play that? Would it offend you? And I said, it might, but I think it's still worth playing. I think you're in a good place right now.
Listen, I've had this conversation before. People love a divorce joke. I experienced this firsthand that like everyone loves it. They love throwing it out there. Ha ha ha. Now, first of all, the funny thing is he got trolled into saying something mean to me. I didn't say anything. Dave just trolled you into saying that by saying, I don't think he likes you very much. That's all it took from Dave to make then Rick level a shot against my new marriage, my impending marriage.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought that would be interesting. And since you were in a good place, is it okay? Did I make the right decision to allow it to be played?
I think it has to be played. I think it's not a matter of like whether it's good or bad. It's what has to be done. And I think it had to be done.
And I honestly, when I heard it, like the whole segment, I'm thinking, you wouldn't invite them. I believe that for your wedding,
mm-hmm.
the people at this radio station that I think you would invite would be everyone on this show,
Armand Gilliam.
And I'd say that'd probably be it. Maybe Ryan, because he's your PD. Just to kind of keep up appearances. I really look at it. I'm like, why would you? I don't think it's going to be. You invite the people you work with. You don't work with Dave. You don't work with Rick.
Well, and here's the thing. Here
maybe RJ, just because you had worked with him and he invited you
to
his way.
Right.
But I wouldn't expect you to invite anybody else. I wouldn't think, if I were Rick or Dave, I wouldn't expect to be invited.
Here's the thing. Dave tried to, when you weren't here last week, Dave tried to say to me, Don, that he should be at my wedding because I was invited to a bar mitzvah. And I explained that to me, while I appreciated going to his son's bar mitzvah, I enjoyed it. It's not an apples to apples. It's just not an apples to apples.
It's a money grab.
That
was a money grab.
That was a money grab.
Yeah. I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm saying I want to get my son a bunch of gifts. I'm going to invite as many people as I can for my son. That's the way I looked at it.
Right. Whereas a wedding is a different thing. A wedding, you're trying to keep the number down in whatever way you can to make
sure.
They're very expensive events. And so I think that equivalent of saying, oh, well, I invited you to the bar mitzvah, so I need to be invited to the wedding. Listen, if I had complete carte blanche to invite whoever I wanted, and I wasn't concerned about money at all. I was just like, I want to have a huge blowout. It's just going to be a big party. Yeah, Dave and Rick would be in. But in all likelihood, I think you're right.
But I think that cut, if you were on the fence, you're now on the, well, he's not invited.
Well, you mean Rick or Dave? Because it didn't really impact Dave in a real way.
No,
but Rick.
But Rick going up in it. And I got news for you. I'd be curious to check the stats. I could be wrong here. My prediction would be, now that I'm already once divorced, my prediction would be, if you looked at the stats, that Rick would be more likely to have one than I'm going to have another one. How about that?
Well, I don't know that.
I don't
have the stats in front of me, but I would think somebody who has been divorced is more likely to get divorced again.
My guess is that's not true.
Okay. I'll
even though we think of it, because you hear of people who have five, you know, you have your, for every, you know, J-Lo, someone who has three or four marriages.
Right.
I think you find way more people who it happens once and then they get it right.
Okay. Well, you're getting this right, so don't worry.
And I mean, listen, everyone who makes these divorce jokes, just know that if the joke's on you one day, trust me, that's not a joke you want.
No.
Especially with the kind of money Rick has. Can you imagine?
Oh, he'd lose a lot.
Well, I mean, we don't know what
half.
We don't know. I want half, Eddie. All right. Let's, do we start with Zach Wilson?
No, we're good. I'm good on that.
You want to move on?
Yes.
And what about Max Scherzer?
I'm good.
Mr. Rosenstein.
Now let's do some Mets.
All right. You want to do Mets?
Yeah.
So Max Scherzer is, in fact, on the 15-day IL, retroactive to the 4th. So he'll miss a couple of starts. Here's Max downplaying the severity of his injury.
Yeah, this is a days, not weeks. So that's the first and foremost thing. This is not a significant injury. This is more of I'm going to miss one start. We knew that. And then once the ball's out of my court, then, you know, the team's got to do what they got to do for roster moves. And so because of the irritation on the side here, you know, I'm not going to be able to make a start. They need to get another arm up here, and so that's why I'm going to the IL.
Yeah, and I know we kind of talked earlier about it, you know, don't listen to what a player has to say about how they feel. What he's telling you is it's not serious. He was going to miss the start. We knew that he was going to miss the start coming up. I guess it would be this weekend. You knew that. So you get him on the IL. He's going to miss a second start, but it allows them to bring in a pitcher just in case. It's the right move to do because you're going to need him down the stretch. So you look at 15-day IL and you start thinking it's all falling apart. He's being optimistic. I want to be optimistic. The Braves are winning today. So it looks like if the Mets can win tonight with DeGrom, they'll have a half-game lead. It's going to be tough. So I'd rather have Scherzer healthy down the stretch than force him to pitch at not 100% and maybe lose him for good. So
now, speaking of the New York Mets, you're going to love this, Don. Have you seen what Jerry Seinfeld had to say?
I love this.
So SNY posted yesterday about the Braves. Said the Braves defeated the Athletics late last night in Oakland. Today, for the first time since April 11th, the Mets do not have sole possession of first place in the NL East. Jerry Seinfeld responded on Instagram in the comments. I blame that stupid trumpet performance. Celebrating in season. We haven't won anything yet. Bad mojo.
Mm-hmm.
He then followed it up, and this is going right after Don's heart. Same as when the Baja Men showed up to play Who Let the Dogs Out in 2000 World Series. Series ended right there.
Yep. Don't celebrate in-game, and that's kind of what you're doing. We said this. Like, aren't you kind of messing with the mojo, having Tommy Trumpet go there?
Timmy.
Whatever. Tommy Two-Tone, whatever. Go and perform.
Tommy Two Times? Okay, I'm going to get the paper, get the paper?
Yeah. I'm going to get the papers, get the paper. Well, you're messing with it. I mean, there was a cool vibe to it, and you just bastardized it to me. And that's the same thing with the Baja Men, because what people don't remember about that Met run was the whole mojo rising from L.A. Woman, from the Doors. It was cool. The mojo rise. That's cool. Now, you can't bring back the Doors at that particular point. Jimmy Morrison is dead.
Can people call him Jimmy?
Yeah, why not?
Before.
Jimmy Morrison's dead.
Never heard of him.
Or how about James Morrison?
James, Are you mixing him with the boxer Tommy Morrison?
But in all seriousness, the Baja Men, really? Come on.
And that was a bad job.
It's a bad job. It's all around. And, you know, Diaz is not – well, he was slipping a little bit before. Listen, he was brilliant early. And he's still fine. It's rubbing off just a little bit. I thought that they were poking the bear a little bit. I didn't like it, and I'm glad that the great Jerry Seinfeld completely agrees with me.
I got to say, you know, we talk about Larry David a lot on this show.
Sure.
You have to think with how into the Mets Jerry is, he has to be aware of the show. Doesn't he have to be?
I don't know that.
You don't know that?
Well,
You don't assume he's a turn on the show and see what the guys are talking about kind of guy?
Well, if you're a sports fan, in all seriousness, without, you know, I know they're competition or whatever, but if you're a sports fan, you're probably going to bounce around from both stations.
Sure.
Hoping that, you know, they're going to talk about something that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how, you know, we never arrange for Spike Lee to call. He's listening, he calls. And I'm sure he probably listens to the other station, too, hunting for Knicks conversation or whatever. I do know Jerry listened to the fan because he was a big fan of Steve Summers. He'd go on with Steve. So he's aware of sports radio. You know, he listens to sports radio. We've been around for 20 years. I'm sure he's aware of us.
I mean, he has to check in from time to time.
Yeah, and also, he does seem to be one of those guys that doesn't hate the Yankees. So he's definitely aware of Michael.
Right.
So I'm sure he's aware Michael has a show. Now, if you said to him, do you know Don LeGrecker, Peter Rosenberg, he may not know us. But then if you said, yeah, they're the guy. Oh, the guys on the Michael K show. It's probably something like, we're them boys.
Well, we are them boys.
To Jerry Seinfeld. I don't know. Place a phone call. Try to get him on.
He's never done center stage?
I don't think so.
No,
he's never done center stage.
Who's this?
I'd love to get Seinfeld. I'm gonna try to get Seinfeld.
Hi, guys.
You know I could ask about Seinfeld? You know who's close with Seinfeld?
Well, Larry.
Yeah.
Jabroni Larry. Pumpleduck.
My friend, famed rapper Wale, is close
Ballard.
To Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Michael's close to Larry. But although...
No, they had a fall. They're not good. I think it's...
Michael's falling outs are strange,
he
right? Because I'm sorry. I know he outlined the whole Boone fall. I'm still...
You're dubious?
I'm still dubious. Not that it's not true. I still think Aaron was being playful.
Well, you're big on thinking people are playful. Don thought Brian Kelly's being playful yesterday when this happened.
We'll open it up to this late arriving media crowd that must have enjoyed the weekend.
Enjoy the
That's
weekend.
Usually $10 yeah. that we put in the kitty. We'll
the
have
kitty.
A big bash at the end of the year at yeah. my place.
If you win, I'll be on time.
Oh,
I don't think it has anything to do with winning. I think it has to do with being on time.
She said, maybe if you win, I'll be on time. I respect it.
I still think he was being playful.
He is, but I don't think being playful.
No, I think
it doesn't mean you can't be obnoxious. Like, I've had people be playful and hurtful at the same time.
He was not being hurtful. I think I'm telling you.
Rick was being playful today, and he was being hurtful.
Oh, so you did take offense to it.
I'm here with my family.
I mean, did I take offense to it? No.
But
it was hurtful.
I think, and the reporter said that she was just kidding about we'll only go with you if you win. She apologized because she became a story and she didn't want to become a story.
Well, she did
story.
The right thing. She was
did
a professional.
The right thing. But, you know, she's probably somebody that knows Brian Kelly. She's been covering baseball and football for LSU for a long time for The Advocate. She probably came running in, and he was having some fun. Same thing with Boone. Listen, we've known each other for a long time. If you became a head coach and I walk into a press conference and you said what Boone said to Michael, you wouldn't take that as just kind of kidding around? He has a relationship with the guy. Everybody knows it. As far as those stuck-up guys that cover baseball, what they think, why would I care what any of these yo-yo stuck-up pieces of garbage do covering that yo-yo sport? Seriously, they treat baseball like it's church. You know, so what do I care? Those guys have been covering it forever. Oh, Michael, he said, I've known the guy for 10 years. Stop it. Go back to scribbling in your notebook. That's what I'd say.
Now, but remember, back to Brian Kelly. You're giving Brian Kelly the benefit of the doubt. Don't forget, this happened earlier this season.
All right, it's football time. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody.
What's up, dude?
Okay, it's great to have you here, too. All right, and I think that's how we're going to go this year. Beautiful.
So yes, again, playful, but yeah, obnoxious. But you want to punch him right in the face.
What I'm trying to do is be neutral, all right? I don't like the guy. I think he's a yo-yo.
I'm here with my family.
And it's self-explanatory. But I can also single out and say, I'm not going to kill him for that. And I'm not going to kill him for the thing earlier either. But we don't like him. We think he's a tool. So we jump everything that he does. It's not a big deal. He was having some fun with the media. Believe me, there'll be plenty of times we can jump him during the course of the season.
You were considerably more upset by hearing Aaron Rodgers ramble on about ayahuasca.
Oh, my dear God. Don't play that again. Can you fill a dunk tank full of that?
Let's hear from Wink Martindale, who's excited to be with the Giants.
I'll tell you what, you get up every morning, you see that skyline over there, and you know you're in the greatest city in the world and the greatest place to be to work at. And I'm just fired up to actually get into some real games.
Maybe I could develop a little Wink Martindale.
Yeah, how would you get like some game show music? You know what you should.
That's a good idea.
Just study up on the actual Wink Martindale and see if you could do like over the top game show stuff every time we're talking about Wink.
And then do that Wink Martindale. Maybe his voice is more, because this Wink.
I'll tell you what, you get up every morning, you see that skyline over there, and you know you're in the greatest city in the world and the greatest place to be to work at. And I'm just fired up to actually get into some real games.
So here's what I'm going
to do. You see that skyline fires you up for a free trip to New York City. You and your family, a fun 5 days and six nights.
I'm here with my family.
In the greatest city in the world, New York City.
I'm confused, though, because it sounded like he had a bit of an accent there. He's from Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, Dayton, Ohio is like one of those, kind of like Paul O'Neill being from Cincinnati. It's close enough, I guess, to Kentucky to create an accent. Is that possible?
You heard it, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You get up every morning, you see that skyline.
Tell you
over
what.
There, and you know you're.
You wake up every morning, go to New York City, greatest city in the world. I mean, he's borderline key.
Now, Dayton, I think, is on the east side of Ohio, not the west, correct?
Some French fried potatoes.
I don't know. I'm not going to play geography.
Yeah, you don't want to bother doing that, do you?
And what better way to work on, for me, in my own, this is my own belief, but what better way to work on my mental health than to have an experience like that? I mean, the best,
make
the
it
greatest.
Stop! Please, dear God in heaven!
Also, I found some stats here on divorce. Past statistics have shown that in the United States, 50% of first marriages end in divorce.
Correct.
67% of second marriages and 73% of third marriages.
No, I don't believe the stat.
Okay.
67%?
Because once you broke the seal, Peter. Now, again,
no,
you're
it's
excluded.
The opposite. But it's the opposite. How could you break the seal and want to do it? I guess
no, because here's what I'll say about it.
Oh, you know what? I kind of have a thought on it too.
There are people that just want to be married, and they don't care who it is. Like I always looked at it this way: I don't want to be married. I want to be married to you. Like you shouldn't be sitting there. God, I'm looking for a wife. No, you find the wife. Mm-hmm. You know, you discover it and say, I want to be married to that person. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go look for a bride. All right. But if people just want to be married, they get married, divorced. So they're right away going to want to get married again. Mm. And if it doesn't work, want to get married again. Like once you broke the seal. But for you, Peter, that's not
me.
The case.
No.
This is you're in the rare situation where you were able to find another soulmate or another opportunity for a soulmate, not just somebody that's just hunting for a bride.
No. No, you're absolutely right.
Don't be afraid of those unbelievable statistics.
And those stats are very damning. Because I'll tell you this, I would assume a big part of it too includes, you probably have a lot of people who get married very young and then get divorced. They jumped at it at like 19 years old. It didn't work out. And then they tried it again and just happened to get it wrong the second time. Although it said third is even worse. You make it to third, it's 73% don't work out.
Yeah. Because what's going on? Because it's probably you.
By the time you're at three.
Yeah, if you're getting to three, then maybe you need to do something different.
All right, well
said. How about be single?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You hear the story about Ed Orgeron. He talked a little bit about his buyout from LSU. Let's hear from Coach Orgeron.
I'm so grateful of my time for LSU. That was my opportunity. You know, coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was 6. Good. I got to tell you, we had a meeting. Hey, Coach, things are not going well. No shit. Ray Charles can see that, brother. Well, I got to tell you this, though. Say, Coach, you got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time you want me to leave and what door you want me out of, brother?
It's one thing to laugh at your own jokes, but to snort laugh your own jokes?
That's
special.
But I got to tell you, I truly, in a sport that's filled with nothing but gobbledygook nonsense from press conferences and conversations, it's nice to hear someone give real feelings.
Listen, I don't know what he could do. I want the Jets or Giants to hire him to do something because I want to hear more from him.
Can you imagine if you had him and Kiki on the same team? That would be football.
That would be football.
Can you imagine? Oh, you know what they would do for practice every day? Football!
Yes,
football! They're playing football! It would literally be, they would just come out there And Keegan would come out and be like, hey, Coach, I got an idea today. Here's what we're going to do. I took the pig skin and I put it in mayonnaise. I'm going to just chuck it on the field. We'll just have everyone crash into each other. Try to get that there football. We fight, we pick up the football, and right. That's it.
The ambient noise of them in the room would just be our sound of mic'd up football players.
Yeah, that's what every conversation would sound like. That will do it for ENN on this Wednesday. I forgot it's already Wednesday evening.
Yeah, the Labor Day thing throws you off.
What happened? Is there a Yankee result yet?
No, we are now going on, I believe, to the bottom of the 11th, if I'm not mistaken. Still waiting for a result, which means we're still on yes.
And last thing,
and then they're going to go to a combo pre, a post pre for the second.
Oh, a post pre.
Yeah.
Also, congratulations in order to Francis Tiafoe, who becomes the first American male to make the semis at the U.S. Open since Andy Roddick in 2006. Phone lines are open, 1-800-919-3776. We're going to take calls on everything the rest of the way. Peter and Don on the K Show on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.